The suspension of Alex Rodriguez and the attendant legal complications and the suspensions of a dozen other players, including Nelson Cruz, Johnny Peralta, and Ryan Braun in connection with the Biogenesis scandal, have fouled up the baseball season, at least for some fans. In Milwaukee, things have gotten so bad for the Brewers that even Jay Leno recently noticed.
The Brewers are already 19 games out of first place. That's with performance-enhancing drugs. I mean, how bad are they going to be now?
But the Brewers, employers of Ryan Braun, are trying to assuage their fans with free sausage and hamburgers and hot dogs. From WUWM in Milwaukee, LaToya Dennis has more.
It's a warm Friday night at Miller Park, and Brewers fans have a little something to be excited about besides the weather. For the entire month of August, the Brewers will hand out $10 vouchers to anyone with a ticket to a Brewers home game. Josh Modell, the guy who thinks he's rich, says he enjoys coming no matter what kind of season the team is having, but he admits he'd hoped for more.
The outcome clearly isn't what we wanted, but I'm not going to turn my back and just stop coming to games. I mean, I love the team. I've been coming for years and years. Remember my dad taking me to games at County Stadium. I've been a Brewers fan forever.
But Modell's not so sure about the team's suspended star player, Ryan Braun.
I don't know. I would like to hear what he has to say. I want to withhold judgment until I hear if he's going to apologize. Obviously, it's a terrible situation. And everybody looked at him like he was a great player, a great guy, and I wish it wasn't true.
Modell says he plans, as always, to come to a lot more games, and he'll save his $10 vouchers until he has enough for a Carlos Gomez jersey. Braun is forfeiting $3.1 million since he's suspended for the rest of the season. The vouchers will cost the team around $3.6 million, according to Brewers COO Richard Schlesinger. He says the vouchers are the team's way of saying thank you. More than 2.5 million people are expected to attend a game this season.
We have tremendous fans, and the reality is, you know, we never want to take them for granted, and we want to show them how much their support is meaningful to us and how much we appreciate their loyalty through a very difficult season.
Schlesinger says he understands that ultimately the team is judged on wins and losses, but he hopes the vouchers show that the Brewers care about their fans. Gail Hoffman is a former sports columnist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He says it's all about good public relations for the Brewers.
You got to keep these people coming. You don't have any kind of a radio television deal approaching what the major ones are in the other teams. So you got to make it through the gate, and people have to keep coming through the gate.
Hoffman does not believe the Brewers would be going to such lengths if not for the controversy caused by Braun, who Hoffman says the Brewers still need on the field.
You can't move him. He's got the huge contract. He's got the baggage. They need him, his talents. I see him staying in Milwaukee, and I see the fans. You know, if he has a couple good years, I see the fans trying to just put it all behind them.
In the meantime, goodies at the concession stand seem to be having the intended effect.
So what do you plan on buying?
This time nachos. Next time we'll see.
Cheese fries.
Do they let me buy beer?
A couple Long Islands, please.
For Only a Game, I'm LaToya Dennis in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee is where we were before we came here. Working in a brewery, making the finest beer. Which one you love the best, me or Jerry? Milwaukee, here I come from Nashville, Tennessee.